Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Every time I was about to click the registration button, I found myself wrestling with the same question. Does my son actually want to race, or is it me who wants him to? Over 5 years, we signed up for 20 events together, starting from the swimming leg of a triathlon relay, all the way to completing a full 51.5K. Standard triathlon on his own. I wasn't standing on the sidelines coaching him. I was out on the course myself, racing alongside him, just another number on another bib. The moment that stays with me most isn't the finish line. It was a 520-kilometer ride across Taiwan in 2018. He was in ninth grade that year. Somewhere around Tainan, he injured his foot. He made the call himself that he couldn't keep going, pushed through to Kaohsiung, and waited there for me. That day, he didn't finish. I did. There are many ways to tell that story, but the way I want to tell it is this. That day, he made the right decision. When you are injured, you stop. That isn't quitting. That's judgment. DNF has to be an option you can hold your head up about. Otherwise, finishing isn't his choice. It's just his compliance. Later, in the personal statement he wrote for his university application, he said that after every race he swore to himself he would never sign up again, and then every time he signed up again anyway. The one who resolved to stop was him. The one who kept registering was also him. 20 races over 5 years, and I didn't come away with any transferable formula, any method I could hand to someone else. What I did come away with was a reminder I now give myself more often. The hardest thing about raising a child isn't arranging the right experiences for them. It's asking yourself honestly whether you are willing to live in a way you would actually want them to see.